We're talking about 63 and 64, and 63 was the March on Washington. Did you go?
No. We sent a group from the church. That's where I said the prayer comes in, because we didn't know what would happen. Reverend Ben Hill was the one who set this up, and it was from Vernon, my church.
Pastor of
Vernon AME, the church belonged to. And he said, we're stepping out on faith here, taking a busload, and we will be going, as he said, on faith. And you could decide whether you wanted your child to go or not.
So, Judy, you didn't go to that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Did you go through the church?
Yeah, like I said, I belonged to this church since I was 15.
So my sister under me from California.
And I sent two of mine to the March on Washington, Judy and my daughter who lives in California.
And her name is?
Melody.
Melody.
Sylvia Melody.
All right. When the bus was there and you heard about it, you were nervous, of course.
Well, yeah. When I look back on it, I'm glad that we had the faith that we did in that. Because when you look at that March on Washington and all those people there, and you know all the stuff that was going on at that time, and the things that had happened to the people who were in those marches, it was something to allow your children to go all the way to Washington, D.C., to be in a march on Washington.
So we should point out here in 62, there was an organized nonviolent protest in Birmingham, Alabama, which attracted national attention because of the brutal police response. So I'm sure you were thinking, well, I know what happened there.
Yes, yes.
Is this going to happen in Washington?
Yeah, but I don't know, and I think there must have been a whole lot of prayers and things going on around. Because when I look at that now and see all that mass of people and know what could have happened, and it went off without a hitch.
Right.